Verse 11. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. This section, doth safely trust in her, means he has confided in her. He has communicated with her. He has shared with her. Sometimes husband and wives are married for 50 years and they don't communicate. They don't share. But a wonderful woman of God, if she's married to a man of God that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, they share. That's what those words mean. Doth safely trust in her, has confided in her, communicated with her, shared, so that she has no need of spoil. That means that she does not lack in anything. Has no need of spoil. She does not lack in anything. She has everything that she needs. Here I have noted as one of the admirable traits or characteristics, trustworthy. Verse 12. She shall do him good and not evil. The word evil is the word mischief. All the days of her life, she will do him good and not mischief all the days of her life. And here I have noted sterling character, accommodating, a woman who has sterling character. Did I give you sufficiency in everything? Well, you should have it. You know, has no need of spoil, does not need anything. She has sufficiency in everything. Verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She seeketh wool and flax means she clothes him and her family willingly, and she works willingly with her hands. She is ingenious and she is industrious. Verse 14 is very interesting. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. That doesn't mean that she left New Knoxville, went to Fort Wayne to buy groceries. Or you left your town and drove 100 miles to buy a sack of potato chips. But you see, the merchant ships would go to these distant lands and bring back the best that they could find in those lands. The things that those lands were really adept at, that really they produced, they would bring back. And God uses this tremendous verse here regarding the woman of God, that she gets only the best for her family. That's what that verse means. Just gets the best for her family. You see, if you know the best is available, and if you are the best, you'll want the best for your husband and your children as a woman of God. You don't want to feed them poison if there's something else available. Would you now? Well, one of the characteristics that I see here is that she is proficient, and that she is energetic. Verse 15. She rises also while it is yet night. Not lazy. She doesn't sleep in all day and play poker all night. That's right. Or she doesn't sleep in till 11:30 in the morning so she can play bingo in the afternoon or go to some cocktail party. And giveth meat, the word meat is food, to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She shares with others of the abundance that she and her husband and family have. I see an admirable trait here of dutiful, obligating. I also see in here a compassion. She shares a portion with her maiden. She's compassionate. Verse 16 is interesting. Even in that day, God says she buyeth the field. Or she considereth it. And then she does what? Buyeth it. Isn't that beautiful? That's women's lib. The liberty to go buy the property. Sort of tough for some of us men, isn't it? Because, you know, we control the purse strings. We have the check. We give her 50 cents and say, go buy the groceries. This man had a real woman of God with whom he had communicated, whom he had shared. Their lives had become what Genesis says, one flesh. So they had talked over a business deal. He had talked to her. He was in agreement with it. So what happened when he went back to work the next day? She went over and negotiated for the property. That's what happened. And she bought it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. In other words, she put out a little garden to feed the family. Because when she put this out, it blessed the family, blessed the children, everybody got blessed. She was a woman of God. Now I know what some of you are saying. Well, I live on the sidewalks of Cincinnati or New York, and I can't put out a garden. Well, wouldn't hurt you if you tried. You wouldn't have put it on the sidewalks, but there is a way whereby you can grow many things in your home without having any ground outside to grow it in. It's available. Well, anyways, I see in here that she was very versatile. You know, she not only could buy the property and negotiate for it, but she could plant a garden, so she must have known the difference between an onion and a carrot. Verse 17. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arm. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arm, which means she was robust. She was a healthy woman. She had physically taken care of herself. That means she maybe pushed herself back from the table a little early. You know, part of that ceremony may say for better or for worse, but it never says through thick and thin. I like you. The next verse is really beautiful. You'd never believe that God had such a sense of humor. But he does, and he set this thing so beautifully that most people read it a lifetime and never see the greatness of it, but it's really neat. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Beautiful. She was physically attractive, sexually exciting. That's what that says. Her merchandise was what? Good. I tell you, I'll bet the Lord he laughs at our stupidity down here. It's beautiful. Her candle goeth not out by night. Okay, you fellas. That doesn't mean at all what you're thinking. Every Oriental home has to have a light in it that burns constantly because God is light, and that light represents God in that home. In some of our churches today, like in the Roman Catholic or in the Episcopal, And in many other Protestant churches, back above the altar, they will have a light. And that light will burn 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a carryover of the old biblical custom. And here it's mentioned, her light goeth not out. What verse is it? 18. Her candle, it wasn't a candle. It was, they used some stuff in a little dish like this, and then they'd have a wick in there, and that just keep burning all the time. And she saw to it that that light never was extinguished, because the light was the indication that God was there. And this home, with this husband and this wife, God had to be there. He is the light. And without God at the center of the home, you'll never have a home. You'll only have a pad, a house. A house is just a place where you horizontal, sit perpendicular or something and eat. It becomes a home when two Christians live there with God as the light in that home. And this wonderful woman of God never allowed the light of God to go out in that home. That home had God at the center, and she saw to it. Beautiful people. Her candle goeth not out by night. That's where I see joyfulness as an admirable trait, and watchfulness.